Chapter 18.
Good.
Good.
Yoda whispers.
The force you should feel, flowing in you and out of you, like breath. Calm, yes. Through the force, things you will see. Other places. The future. The past. Old friends long gone.
Your legs are crossed, your eyes closed. You are outside his small house. The air is hot and wet. You are breathing, listening to Yoda and breathing.
But beware these visions you must. Control the future you cannot. It shifts. We can try to change it, but we are small. And sometimes we push one way, and the future another way it goes.
The jungle feels silent. It doesn't sound silent. It feels silent.
Never understood this, did Vader?
Your eyes fly open.
Calm,
says Yoda.
Breathe, you must, and listen.
You close your eyes again.
Vader saw the future, but tried to control it, he did. Anger, he felt, and fear led him to the dark side. Quick way, easy way, but not good way.
Yoda chuckles. You don't know why. You open your eyes and glance at his gnarled, withered body. His smile is as serene as the double sunset of Tatooine.
Story heard I once,
he says.
From my master. True or not, I do not know. But good story. Listen, you will.
Yoda closes his eyes, inhales slowly, and begins.
There was once a Jedi named Kung Fu. Wise was Kung Fu, and strong. But at this time, none was wiser or stronger than the great Jedi, Master Chuang. One day, heard did Kung Fu that Master Chuang's apprentice had died. So Master Kung Fu sent a messenger to Chuang, his condolences to give. But when arrived, the messenger did, found he the great Jedi laughing with his friends he was, playing music, singing, joking. There, the body of Chuang's apprentice lay, and laugh Chuang did. Upset the messenger was. Is this, he asked, how behaves a great Jedi when his apprentice dies? To the messenger, the great Jedi replied, beat my head, should I? Tear my clothes, should I? Weep and wail in the street, should I? Moved the force has. It was in the form of my apprentice. Now, different my apprentice looks. Still, quiet. Soon, part of the ground will he be. Should I be angry? Is my apprentice less pleased, being a different part of the force? Being trees growing, or the sea dancing and roaring in the wind? If he is pleased, why should I cry? And if I should change, the great Jedi went on. If my back should hunch, if my hair should fall out, if my skin should sag like a sack, or worse, if my elbow turns into a rooster, and my knee a cat, cry should I then? No, I shall wonder at the miraculous changes the Force has wrought. Choose, I do not, what happens to me or to my apprentice. So cry, I do not. Bitter to sing it is. Returned did the messenger to Master Kung Fu. When related had the messenger what the great Jedi had said, Kung Fu closed his eyes. Of course, he said, smiling and nodding. Much to learn, have I.
Yoda stopped speaking. In that moment, something comes into your head. A vision. An awful vision. Your eyes fly open. Yoda is staring at you curiously. Han, you cry.
Leia!
Yoda's face falls.
I see them!
And you do. They are in pain.
They are being tortured. Leia is screaming, her eyes bulging from her head. Han is straining, his back arched, his neck on the verge of snapping.
The future, you see,
Yoda murmurs.
A future.
I've got to help them!
You cry. Yoda shakes his head.
Hear me, you do not.
I've got to go to them. I've got to save them.
Yoda pauses.
Decide you must how to serve them best. If you leave now, help them you could. But likely, you would destroy all that they have worked for. All for which they have fought and suffered. The cause, the rebellion, their battle against the Emperor. All would be lost. But saved, could they be?
You stare at the tiny Jedi Master. Your eyes are wild. The silence dies in the jungle, replaced by a riot of sound. Lesson Pi. Tough choices. When I gave you the multiple choice test a few lessons ago, I said that Jedi don't act hypothetically. I told you that you couldn't choose between sitting with your friend, or helping the new kid, or sitting with the lonely girl. You had to do them all. Which was true. But there are times, rare times, when you cannot do everything. When you have to choose between two bad options. Bad options like, 1, letting your friend suffer and perhaps die, and 2, saving them, but not being skilled enough to face Vader and not strong enough to resist the dark side, which would result in dooming the galaxy to slavery for the next few hundred years. That's a tough choice. But there are more mundane examples of the same conundrum. For example, you are going on vacation with your best friend. You're going somewhere awesome, like an amusement park or the mountains. It is going to be the best trip of your life. And of your best friend's life. But you were also trying to change schools, to go somewhere with better academics and more interesting teachers. And the entrance exam has just been scheduled for during your trip. What do you do? Do you let your friend down and take the exam? Or do you give up on your dream of this new school and go on vacation with your pal? There is no right answer. But the choices you make will shape you. And they may shape history, too.